All right, on the line right now is my very good friend and my one and only liberal menace, Mr. Billy Sunshine. Hey, Billy, you know what's funny is that yesterday when you were on the show, immediately afterwards, slew of texts come rolling in and they say, never have that man on your show ever again.
And so your response was to put me on longer, right?
My response was, I threw my back out. There's no possible way that I can fill 3 hours all by myself. So, Billy, thanks so much for chiming in tonight. I appreciate you coming on, Billy, because sometimes, you know, I can normally do it by myself, Billy, and I'm normally happy to just completely bump you off the schedule. But sometimes you got to lean on a friend, and sometimes you have sometimes you have to lean on a Billy Sunshine for how big.
That's what friends are for. Yeah, there's a song about that.
Exactly. So, Billy,
and you know what, Jack? Let me just say this.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't do what you do. I couldn't do 3 hours myself.
Yeah.
I'm amazed. You need to be able to take other callers besides me, son.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
I know. I
love your voice, but still, 3 hours of you, that's a lot.
Well, I mean, it's a lot for me too, Billy, and my voice just gets...
Yeah.
I don't think people realize
shredded.
It just gets shredded afterwards. And when I call you after the show, I sound like the mean lady from the Goonies. I'm like, Billy. So, Billy, I know you caught the show yesterday because you listen to every show that I do. And we had on Chris Heinzelman, who's very, very pro gun. He works over at West Coast Armory. And
what a surprise. He's pro-gun. He needs it to make a living.
It feeds
his children. Go ahead.
I know that it upsets you deeply whenever I have somebody who's pro-gun on, but there was a story that broke today in Seattle about a guy who's just standing at a bus stop in Mount Baker, and he got shot, and he was killed. And so,
exactly my point. You've made my point. Thank you.
Right. And so, but my thoughts.
Some poor guy got shot,
meaning
a gun, and a person decided to kill somebody. Let's kill somebody.
So, Billy,
and it was really easy.
So, Billy, just to try to balance out the content, right? So, we have Heinzelman on yesterday, who is very knowledgeable about firearms and very knowledgeable about the laws around firearms.
I know nothing about either one.
I mean.
I can't balance that out.
Well,
but you know what I know about? I know about the value of human life.
Okay.
And I know about the psychology of the gun owner.
Right, which is what?
Those are the things I know about.
What is the psychology?
Which is fear.
Okay.
Which is fear.
Mm-hmm.
I go through life without a gun. I go anywhere I want to go. There's no, I don't say I'm not going to that neighborhood or this neighborhood or that restaurant.
Right.
And somehow I've managed. And my gun has never been used against me.
Yeah, but Billy, when you're as ugly as you are, you don't need a gun because people just...
I thought I was speaking. Wait a minute. Was I speaking? I could have sworn it. A minute ago, I heard my voice. And suddenly your voice was there. And I hadn't taken a breath.
So, but Billy, when you're as ugly as you are, you can just scare people away. And they just run away as fast as they can. So you don't need
a gun. There is some of that. It's true.
Right.
You're right. There is some of that going on. At 6'4".
Yeah.
And now...
500 pounds.
Let's face it. 275. Oh my God.
Right.
Yeah, really. Anyway, so, you know, it's like I read science fiction, right?
Yeah.
So I'm into understanding possible futures.
Okay.
And some of them look good and some of them look bad. And, you know, so I can imagine a possible future where every nasty person in the country doesn't have a gun and police don't have to shoot every person they think might have a gun, and then be just a lot less people getting shot. Nobody would be. I mean, I filmed the other day where I saw this gangbanger shooting another gangbanger in the midst of a couple of kids. You see that film?
I did see that, Billy. That was very, very troubling.
Oh, my God.
And well, Billy, one of the things I wanted to ask you was that there's been an uptick in gun crimes in Seattle. And as you know, Billy, I don't leave my house. So I'm totally protected from all of that.
No, everywhere.
So in your liberal mind, Billy, what is the solution to the gun problem? Chris Heinzelman and I said that it was education and exposure and getting kids involved with firearms. In your horrible, disgusting...
getting kids involved with firearms. But, you know, it's not false entirely. I enjoyed learning how to shoot a 22 at summer camp. That was fun.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. And I think it makes sense to have hunting exist. Not big game hunting, but, hunting for food, thinning out herds of, deer and things like that.
You can kill a deer with a 22,
but hunting,
Billy?
People has always excuse me?
You can kill a deer with a 22, Billy?
Well, you can kill a deer with lots of different guns. My point was, they just gave you a gun that didn't have a lot of kick to learn on when you're a kid. Makes sense.
Okay,
12 years old. What do you want me firing? An AR? Get out of here.
No, Billy, what I'm saying... My point is that what do you want...
You had a point?
What do you want...
First time.
What do you want people to kill deer with that someone could not kill a human being with? Like, if we...
I prefer bow and arrow, because that would be fair.
Okay.
I actually went bow hunting once with a guy. It was fun.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because the part is it doesn't necessarily die right away because you don't put a lot of shots into it.
Well, Billy,
and then you have to follow it. You have to follow the blood trail.
Okay, all right.
And then finish off the deer.
Let's not get way off into the woods. What if I have a...
I live in the woods, son.
I know, and you scare children. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do if I'm going to go hunt? What kind of firearm should I have versus what kind of firearm do you not want people to have? Because I can kill somebody with a hunting rifle.
The kind that are better for hunting people. That's all. The kind that where you can shoot lots of bullets at once.
Okay.
As opposed to, a single bullet looking through a nice scope and taking out a deer with one clean shot so he doesn't suffer.
What's a lot of bullets, Billy? What's a lot of bullets?
Well, here's the thing. This is why I don't want to play with you.
Okay.
I'm not interested in talking. No, seriously.
Okay, yeah.
I want to talk about, my imagination, as I was telling you, like the science fiction books, like in the world where just things are better. And the point is, in the world where things are better, I don't know how many bullets exactly is too many to have in a whatever you call that thing.
A firearm. Yeah.
Well, not the firearm, but, the thing that just holds the bullets.
A magazine.
A magazine, exactly.
Okay.
I prefer magazines for reading than for putting bullets in.
Okay.
and really, and the idea that anybody needs more than 10 bullets, then you shouldn't be out there then. You know what I mean? At once. Thank God for having to change magazines at times because it stopped, the murder of lots of people here and there.
Well, but
anyway, don't you agree with me on this, by the way, on my fantasy about how the world might be?
No, Billy.
Without the specifics.
Your fantasy is like 22s and cupcakes and bacon all over the place. I would say
And your fantasy is dead children in high schools. Well, I'll go with bacon.
That's not my fantasy.
I'll take bacon every time.
That's not my fantasy is that there is a prison guard that there is a police officer at every single elementary school, middle school, high school, in the same way that they have them on college campuses, so that these kids can get...
Have you ever been to the Philippines? There's a guard with an automatic weapon in front of every building. What a lovely life.
I'm married to a Filipino, Billy. They live that way. The more important thing is, Billy, is that you can protect a vulnerable
Sarah's
population.
An American. Stop it.
Well, she is an American, but she's also half Filipino. But more importantly, Billy, that you can protect the most vulnerable aspects of our society, but also malls.
Sure, you can.
Like that.
But how about just getting the, slowly but surely removing the guns from the streets?
How do you
from
do
the
that?
People. Well, you start, first of all, you start the way we're doing it now, which is if you've been a wife beater, we don't let you have a gun.
Fair. Okay.
So we can agree on that, right?
Yeah, we can agree on that. Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. Okay. And that seems to be working.
Okay.
So that's all I'm saying is that slowly but surely you do intelligent things that make this America more like the rest of the world, where they have all the other problems we have. They've got the video games. They've got the crazy kids. They've got everything else. But the guns aren't so available. so that, you know, it's just that much harder for people to decide to be a maniac and kill people. And it's just that much harder for the police to think that every black person he runs into when he reaches for his cell phone or his wallet is reaching for a gun.
Billy, are you in your backyard right now? Or are you goofing off in your backyard while you're supposed to be live on the radio?
Well, it's the latest. This is how it's the latest day. You know, sun is out longer today than any day.
Yesterday,
actually.
Okay.
All yeah, right. It's the solstice, well, buddy.
Oh, I completely.
And you know me, I'm a nature boy. I live with coyotes and owls.
Yeah, you live in the woods and scare children. But so, Billy, when I was thinking about gun control in general, or whenever we talk about gun control, I think that the issue that you have is that many Second Amendment advocates are saying that this is my protection against tyrannical government, and this is what
I
have.
Yeah, that's the biggest joke in the world.
Why?
When you get an F-15, call me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, but I can. It's not about the.
When you get a tank, let me know, because that's the silliest thing in the world. And I agree, it's a lovely idea. I would like actually well-regulated militias. That's okay. A good idea,
right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I want a well-regulated militia to take out all these guys with the, you know, the Dixiecrats who think that they're supposed to, you know, run into the Congress.
Well, Billy, how do you feel about those extremist groups, like the kind of extremist black ethno-state groups out there, as we saw in North Carolina or in Georgia, who say that they are very, very pro-gun because they want to defend their community against, this is their language, they want to defend their community against the white devils. What do you say to those?
Can't blame them, can you?
Well, no, but do you take away their firearms with their, because I know how much.
Not until I take away the white guy's firearms, that's for sure.
So, but Billy, you're supposed to be a friend of the black man.
That's right. That's why I say I take the white guy's firearms first.
Why would you?
Then.
No, Billy.
I take the black guy's firearms.
Billy, you would make a horrible fascist dictator, Billy. That's your problem.
I would.
Foremost.
I would, because the first thing I would do is take away everybody's gun, which is what you would imagine a nasty government would do. But after I'd done that,
yeah,
then it would just be love all around.
So, how do you
free
feel
education
then,
for everybody?
I understand. How do you feel though about and education is already free for everybody, Billy? But the point is, how do you feel about what they see in the UK with stabbings on the increase,
exactly,
people using glass bottles and things like that?
Yeah.
What do you do?
That's
then?
Right. That's what you're going to get.
I would rather get shot.
And that's still better.
Me.
That's still better than having the gun available to all these crazy people so easily. There's still less death. They're able to kill less people at a time as a rule.
That's not true. You know, there was that guy in Japan who stabbed something like 20 some odd people in 13 minutes. He went through a mall with a couple of butcher knives.
Yeah, he got lucky. He got lucky. Nobody stepped up. Nobody,
lucky.
You know. Yes, exactly. As you know, it's really easy for a guy to sit up in a hotel room, as you've discussed before.
Yeah.
And shoot 50 people. Pretty much undisturbed.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, we don't need that. Really, we do not need guns that are mostly, you know, weapons of war used for killing people fast. Can't we agree to get rid of those to begin with?
Okay, Billy, you know Wes. You know Wes Holst.
Good old Wes. I do know Wes.
Good old Wes. Wes is...
And again, a guy in the gun business. Okay.
Wes isn't in the gun. Wes is a construction guy who lives out in Arizona. So Wes...
I used to work in a gun store, though. But
okay.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah. Wes is... He has more guns than any human being should be allowed to have. But Wes is a perfectly responsible human being. He's a father. He owns a business. He's a very wealthy man. What is to say that we should take those rights away from him when he has not committed a crime a day in his life?
Right.
Ex-military, so on and so forth.
I get it.
Upstanding member of the community. Why
sure,
do we take away
absolutely.
His powers? Why do we do that?
Because unfortunately, too many other people misbehave. And so that's one thing. He doesn't need it to live. He doesn't need it to eat, to feed his children, or to provide health. So if he has to give up his guns, even though he's a great guy, would never do anything wrong.
Right.
That's what you do for the law. You know, there used to be a drug I like called Quaaludes. Did you know that it doesn't exist anymore? Why did they take my Quaalude away? I didn't abuse it.
Right, yes,
I didn't.
Did. Yes, you did, Billy. You were abusing Quaaludes like they were going out of style. You've told me about this
never,
many, many times.
Never once.
That's not true,
Billy.
Did you have a prescription for Ludes?
I had a prescription. I stole a performance.
So, but Billy, again, so you weren't using them properly because you were stealing them and you were taking them illegally when you didn't have.
No, but my point is, I didn't take them to overdose or slip them into women's drinks when they weren't looking.
Okay. Well, so
which is what I think that's what they might have been doing, Crosby.
Oh yeah, well,
who went to the same college as me.
Oh well, there you go.
Temple University.
There you go. There you go. But Billy, more importantly,
a Temple
though,
graduate, you gotta watch us.
People misuse cars all of the time.
Thank you.
People
good
misuse
point.
Vehicles all of
really
the time.
Really good point. Really good.
Do we
point.
Take away cars?
I agree.
From people?
Yes. No. cars are used properly.
Okay.
A billion times more than
that's
their.
The same
I'm not
going to
take
guns.
Hammers away from people.
It's the same thing
I won't
with
take
guns.
Hammers away from people. No, no.
Billy,
you
blunt
can't compare
objects.
A hammer or a car.
Blunt
to
objects,
a gun.
Billy. Blunt objects kill 400 people a year. Okay, blunt. I'm talking hammers, baseball bats. 400
right,
people
of
a
course.
Year. Do we get rid of
yes.
blunt objects?
We should get rid of silly talk show hosts.
All right, Billy. Well, in the last 60 seconds that we have, why don't you just very quickly tell us what your utopia would look like?
My utopia would just be one where we, you know, have a planet-wide consciousness.
Okay.
We realize that every other thing on the Earth has as much right to be here as we do. And we need to take care of each other and every living thing.
Okay.
And we try not to kill stuff too easily.
Okay.
You know.
Is that it?
How about that?
Is that, well, that's pretty.
No, that's a lot more. How much more time do you have?
We don't really have a whole lot of time, Billy, but I'll tell you this. Since we had such a contentious debate about gun control, why don't you
yes,
say
well,
something?
I was right and you were wrong. Go ahead.
Why don't you say something nice about me, and I will say something
oh,
nice
no,
about
no.
you.
Oh, no, that old thing. So I'll tell you something nice. I'm willing to call you again tomorrow. How about that?
Oh, well, thank you very much, Billy. I'll tell you what. We have to take a really quick break. When we get back, Billy, get this. There's a story coming out of China about a guy who has been arrested for flying a flag. He was flying a flag that said free Hong Kong, and they brought him into prison. And if you stick around, you're going to find out in the next segment what that
it's
has
awful.
To do with the United States. So we will take a really, really quick break. We'll be right back with a whole lot more after this. So yesterday, Shane and I were talking about a transgender athlete who had the idea that if she won her BMX competition at the Olympics, that she would hold up the American flag and burn it. And the response from the text line was, as you would expect, people were very upset at that idea. They weren't a big fan of it. And I'll tell you that whenever I think about protest in the United States, whenever I think about activism in the United States, one of the things I'm very thankful for is that we don't have the same kinds of laws that we see in other countries where someone can be arrested for just protesting. Now, if that transgender athlete, let's just say, had actually won her BMX competition and she got up on the podium and she burned the American flag, I would be right there alongside you saying, boo! Go away. But one of the things I think we have to remember is that the freedom of speech and the freedom of expression is such an important aspect of who we are as Americans. And it can be very easy to get caught up in this kind of American fascism where we say, if you burn the flag, then you need to be sent to the gulags because this is America. And I'll tell you what, that if you even look at the flag in the wrong way, one of the things we're going to do is we're going to take you out of your home in the middle of the night and we're going to throw you in the back of a van. And once we get you in the back of the van, we're going to take you to prison. So that you can be re-educated based on your hate for America, and we're going to teach you how to love America, and we're going to teach you how to squeeze America, and we're going to teach you how to lay America down by the fire, and we're going to teach you how to love America, because America is the most beautiful country on earth, and you don't be burning no flags in America. Thank you very much. I'm so glad that we don't live in that kind of a country, to be honest with you. I'm very glad that we live in a country where someone can just openly say that if they got onto a podium, they would burn a flag. Again, I disagree with it. I find it to be disgusting. I find it to be anti-American, and yet at the same time, that is part of being an American. The reason that I bring that up is because the police in Hong Kong have arrested a man for sedition over a protest flag. Just having it. Just having it. He's a 40-year-old man, and they arrested him on suspicion of using seditious words after a flag with banned protest slogan was seen hanging outside his apartment. Do you know what his offense was? Do you know how awful this was? Do you know what the CCP decided to say was off limit? The flag reads like this: Liberate Hong Kong, the revolution of our times. It was hanging from a laundry rack outside of his apartment in a neighborhood in Kowloon. They arrested the man, who remains in detention. He was not identified, and if charged and convicted of sedition, he could face a fine of up to $5,000 and 2 years of imprisonment. I'll tell you this, that yesterday when I was looking at the text line, and I saw people reacting to that transgender athlete who had that same idea, or had that idea of burning the flag, I thought to myself, man, those people, without realizing it, would be right at home with a bunch of communists over in China trying to find somebody for flying a particular flag. I'll tell you that one of the things that I think that makes America so great is the fact that a fool can get up on a podium and burn our flag, and then we can all rally around and explain to people why we think that that's wrong. Because you have to think about it like this. Who has the better argument? Who has the better argument as to why we should appreciate the United States flag? Who has the better argument, us or them? Who looks better when we stand for the flag, or that we appreciate the flag and what it represents? Who looks better, us or that individual who decides to burn it? I'll tell you, I think that we look better. We look more respectable. We look more intelligent. We look like we can appreciate something. We look like we can have a nuanced argument. And when I read about people and what they were saying about that woman, and that they were saying that oh, well, that woman deserves to be jailed, and that woman deserves to be put into prison. For what? For what, I ask you? For what? Sharing her ideas, however gross they may be, however offensive they may be. I think we need to elevate our thought when it comes to argumentation, and when it comes to rhetoric, and when it comes to debate, and stop being so reactionary every single time we are confronted with someone that we vehemently disagree with. So if this young lady, I'm just assuming that she's a kind of more of a leftist thinker. What do you think would be more impactful for this young woman? Do you think that it would be more impactful for us to arrest her and to throw her in prison and have her pay a $5,000 fine and be in prison for 2 years? Or do you think that compassion and understanding and a dedicated conversation with that individual would be more effective, where you're able to say, hey, listen, I have a member of my family who served in the military. This is what that means to me. Or as an American, my appreciation for my country goes this deep, and this is why this flag means so much to me. What do you think would be more impactful? Because if you are on the side of throw her in prison and throw away the key, you, my friend, again, would be right at home with the CCP. You would be right in league with those people, because they find the mere mention of the idea, liberate Hong Kong, the revolution of our times, to be that offensive. And this is how it goes when we talk about freedom of expression in the United States, and we talk about what it means to live in a free society. You know, I took a ton of heat couple weeks ago when I said that I didn't have an issue with a drag queen appearing on Blue's Clues. And people said, oh, Jack Stein, how could you possibly hold that opinion? And I say, well, we live in a free country. If that's what that company wants to do, if they want to portray a drag queen in a children's cartoon, that's fine. You don't have to see it. You don't have to watch it. I might disagree with it, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that needs to be canceled or that it needs to be taken down. I have a tolerance for ideas that offend me. I have a tolerance for ideas that I find to be offensive. And I really do believe that right-wing politics has become so sensitive, so hypersensitive to things that offend us, that even something as kind of trivial as that is so off-putting to us that we become reactionary and we don't think to ourselves, okay, well, I don't like it, so how am I going to solve it? What kind of arguments am I going to have to try to fix it? How am I going to talk to my neighbor about this? How am I going to go up to a transgender woman who says, I plan on burning the flag? How do you go up to that person and say, I don't think that you should do that? How do you bridge that gap? I find it to be really frustrating that people would rather turn to the state or to government to say, fix that problem for me, as opposed to having the courage of their convictions to actually say, this is the argument that I could make against flag burning, against whatever it is, to try to convince somebody. If your rhetoric has atrophied to the point where you can't convince somebody not to burn a flag at an event like that, you have become lazy. I don't say that to be mean, but we don't want to end up being the people who cry every time we see something that we don't like, to the point where we are willing to say, oh, well, that person belongs in prison, because then what are we? Are we any better than the CCP at that point in time? Are we any better than fascists at that point in time, where every single time we see something we don't like, we rely on the state to come in and regulate it? Think about that as we go forward. We'll take a really quick break. When we get back, we're going to do a little bit of Shane's World. We'll be right back after this. So after that whole craziness about the whole flag burning thing, Shane, I thought we could kind of break it up just a little bit and we could talk about what's going on in your world, because we hear about what's going on in my world on a regular basis. Right now, it's that I'm in excruciating pain because I've thrown my back out and I have lost the will to live. So, Shane, please tell us, what is on your mind? What's going on in your world today, Shane? By the way, just so for everybody out there, I've not read this article. I have no idea what Shane is going to talk about. That's what the fun part of the segment is. This is a complete and total surprise to me. I never know what Shane is going to do. So, Shane, please surprise me.
All right, Jack. Well, I found this story today, and I had a few different ones, but I chose this one for a few special reasons. But I have a little sounder here. I want you to guess maybe what the news will be.
Ooh. See what I get from the refreshment counter. Oh, boy, popcorn and candy bars and ice cream and, oh, boy, sparkling ice cold
soda pop.
Oh, boy, that tastes good. Have you been to the refreshment counter?
Remember, your favorite snack will taste especially good with world-famous ice-cold
soda pop. So, in today's world, in Shane's world, we're talking about the cinema. Cinematic arts, because...
Yes.
We're, again, a lot of the stories I talk about, we're coming back, baby. We're going back into society. And I know, Jack, I know that you have a degree in film and you like film. And when I saw this story, I chose this story because I know that we could ramble and talk about a lot of it. And the important news that you need to know, I mean, this popped out of nowhere. And let me tell you, it is that. You got to wait for it.
Okay. Waiting for it. Live radio.
AMC Theaters for the month of June, for the rest of June, is going to be offering free, unlimited refills on popcorn at their movie theaters. Everybody, let's get down. For all you popcorn lovers out there.
Shane, you actually went to the cinema? You actually went to the movies?
I did not go to the cinemas. I found an article today from a blogger expressing how much excitement he has that we actually get to have, you know, going back to the movies. It was from a blogger who does a lot of movie reviews, Barstool Sports. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with it. But they talked about the great goodness that AMC is doing, and they're celebrating it for Cinema Week. So for all the next week, for all the rest of June through June 30th, you can get one thing of popcorn, any size, and you can get as many unlimited refills as you want. And let me tell you, Jack, I used to work at a movie theater. I used to be slinging that corn every single day. I slang a lot of corn in my time.
Slinging that corn left and right.
Yeah, that hot corn, that buttered corn. So I was working at a movie theater that served a lot of food, but I would always kind of make sure that I worked the popcorn joint because that was one of the easier places to work. And I discovered a recipe, Jack. Now, one of the things I wanted to ask you is, do you like putting anything particular on your popcorn?
I think that M&M's popcorn combo is the combo of the gods. I think that if you can dump in, think about it. So you get lightly buttered, just a little spritz of the butter, a spritz, and then you dump in the M&M's on top of the popcorn and you mix them together. You are literally in heaven. There is nothing better than that combination in the movie theater.
That sounds actually really, really good. But I, myself, developed a popcorn recipe. You could say it's a family recipe. I learned it from my aunt. But what I used to do, I used to get away with a lot because my managers liked me because I'd make this for them. What I'd do, get the popcorn, double up that butter, give that corn some swimming lessons. That's what you got to do first. And then what you do, open up a bag. Oh, you want me to make this dramatic? You open up a bag. With that nice buttery corn, you throw it in there. You get a salt and pepper shaker. Get a little salt S&P in there. It's good for me. And then what you do is you grab the Parmesan cheese packets that you would usually get from getting a pizza pie or something. You sprinkle a couple of those in there. Grab the bag. Shake it up. Peppered Parmesan popcorn. Nobody else makes it. Do it at home. Or, throw some M&M's in there. Make a little trail mix or something. Get crazy. We're getting a lot of free popcorn. There's corn everywhere. Rest of June, baby. That's what we're here celebrating in Shane's world.
Let me just remind people that downloading illegal movies is not cool. And that if you are the kind of person like me, you never download your movies illegally from Mexico. Because that would be committing a federal crime. And that if you go on the dark web, I don't do this, but some people out there do this. They go on the dark web and they find illegal screeners of popular movies and then they watch them from the comfort of their own home. That is very illegal. And you should not do that because you should go to the movie theater. Again, I don't do this. I don't illegally download movies, Shane, because that would be, again, a federal crime. So I just flat out don't do it. I would recommend to people that if you want to go see a new movie out there, the best thing that you could do is not download them illegally from the internet, and that you should, in fact, go to a movie theater and support your local movie theater, Shane. That's what I have to say about that. That's my PSA for the day, Shane, because I know there's too many people out there downloading these movies illegally from the dark web, Shane.
This is true. It's become a problem, but I hope everybody...
It's a serious problem.
I hope people get out there and they take advantage of this at the AMC theaters. Get that corn, baby.
So we'll take a really quick break. When we get back, Stacey Jo Ross is going to be coming in, and we're going to be talking about that athlete, that NFL athlete who came out today as being openly gay, that gentleman who plays for the Raiders. Shane, you know all about this story.
Yep.
We'll take a really quick break. We'll be right back with Stacey Jo after this.